This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. This week, Europeans start hashing out next year's budget for the European Union. Those negotiations are already causing a major rift between the UK and its partners in mainland Europe. There's even talk that Britain could even leave the EU. Our London bureau chief, Stephen Beard, is here live to fill us in on this. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Jeff.
So what is this argument all about?
Here's the issue. While most European governments have been forced to either freeze or cut their public spending by 5% or more, the European Commission, the administrative arm of the EU, has asked for a 6% increase. So it wants the member states to stump up more cash. Now, many European governments, including those of the big ones, France and Germany, have balked at this. But Britain has been the most hardline in its opposition. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, is demanding a freeze in the EU budget, while the UK Parliament has actually demanded a cut. The Brits feel so strongly about this that the UK Prime Minister says he'll veto the budget at the summit this week if he doesn't get a freeze.
Stephen, what does the EU itself actually spend money on?
Well, surprisingly, only a small percentage of its budget is spent on bureaucracy, only about 6%, although those bureaucrats are paid very generously. The largest single item is agricultural subsidies, but there's also expenditure on so-called convergence, bringing the poorer member states up to scratch with their infrastructure, roads and bridges and so on.
All right, so you're there and we're not, so handicap it for us. Is it really possible that Britain might leave the EU over something like this?
Well, analyst Simon Tilford says if the Brits do veto the budget, it will raise further questions about Britain's EU membership.
It'll be another indication that the country really does seem intent on distancing itself from the EU and perhaps even withdrawing from the Union.
The UK's always had a strained relationship with the EU, and the Eurozone debt crisis has made matters worse. The Brits always said the euro was a bad idea, and so it has proved, as far as the Brits are concerned. The main political parties here are toying with the idea of a referendum on EU membership. If there is one, there's a strong chance that a majority of Brits would vote to leave.
Marketplace's London Bureau Chief, Stephen Beard, thank you.
Okay, Jeff.